USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is once again appearing to downplay comments President Biden made to reporters about the United States defending Taiwan should China invade. A statement was quickly put out that said Biden's comments don't reflect a change in U.S. policy. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacting to the president's comments.
If there's one thing he wasn't today, is clear. To say what he said would be a major policy change. It ought not to be done answering a question at a podium standing next to the Japanese Prime Minister.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Georgia officials credit the new state voting law that was derided by Democrats and President Biden as Jim Crow 2.0 as the driver behind record turnout at the polls for the 2022 primary elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Another popular chain is leaving Russia.
After 15 years operating in Russia, Starbucks will exit the market completely. Companies like McDonald's, ExxonMobil, and British American Tobacco have already given up on the country. The coffee powerhouse announced Monday it will sell off its 130 licensed locations in Russia. Starbucks also said it will pay its nearly 2,000 Russian workers for 6 months and help them transition to new opportunities. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court says state prisoners can't present new evidence to claim they had ineffective counsel. That will make it harder for inmates to prove the case in post-conviction proceedings. It's a major blow to two death row inmates who said they had claims their state lawyers failed to pursue. Justice Clarence Thomas writing that allowing the claims causes unnecessary delays. The Dow gained 618 points to close at 31,880. This is USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm. Created by pest control professionals, Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm. Lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
There's another hiccup in the trial of Florida high school shooter Nicholas Cruz. A panel of prospective jurors were excused Monday morning.
In an abundance of caution, maybe another juror could have seen it. We're only talking about 10 jurors at this point, maybe, that we would be dismissing as far as the panel moving on towards the next one.
It happened when one of them showed up in a shirt that read, "Teacher Strong," modeled after the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School slogan used in the tragedy's aftermath. New York City is honoring firefighters who helped New Yorkers in the Brooklyn subway shooting last month. Mayor Eric Adams presenting citations to 17 FDNY members during a ceremony at City Hall.
It's our way of acknowledging the heroic action that not only took place when the gunmen unleashed a large number of bullets in our subway system, but what takes place every day.
Restaurant owner Mark Boucher is founder of a project called Feed the Fridge, which aims to help those experiencing hunger in the Washington, D.C. area by providing access to fridges for free food. Boucher tells Fox News that their latest goal is to make sure their fridges help all ages.
Babies are hungry, just like parents are hungry, and, you know, we're going to work at Feed the Fridge to try to see if we can get funding to make sure we've got baby formula in these fridges moving forward like we've got grown-up food. It's just part of what society needs.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.